Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Beitza, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, and the Ezra Tzuris Daf is on the bottom of Yud Amud Beis, and the Article Tzuris Daf is on the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Mirmsar Abbas Biakab Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we get to you with more Machleks and Beisham Beis Hillel regarding what's permitted or not on Yom Tif. So Mishnah tells us, Beisham says, Ein Moitzin, Lois HaKotin, Lois Huluv, Lois Sefer Torah, Lishus Rabim, on Yom Tif, one is not allowed to take a child, Luluv, or Sefer Torah, out to the Lishus Rabim. That's even though it's a Tzarech Yom Tif, the child that we're talking about over here is either a baby who needs bris milah, or you just want to take your child for a walk. You're not allowed to take a lulav to shake it, or a sefer Torah to read. All this is also according to Beis Shammai, because it's not for oichel nefesh, it's not for food, so it's not allowed to be done. Whereas Yud Aleph Amud Aleph on top, Beis Hillel Matir, and Beis Hillel allows this to be done. That's because mitoch shoto letzarech, chotcher nami l'shaloi letzarech. We had this concept earlier. Since it's permitted letzarech for food, it's also permitted shaloi letzarech food. Now the Gemara makes a diuk hagadol aser, that even though Beis Hillel does allow a katan to be brought out, it's mashma that a gadol, a person over bar mitzvah who wants to be carried out to their shus rabbi, that is not allowed to be done on Yom Tov. Now, Shmuel ben Rav Yosef ben Rabban Amar, he says, Afil gadol mutar, it's even mutar to carry out a gadol, and that's even though there's no tzarech whatsoever. So the question is, why the milah tinin katan? In regards to what? Did the Mishnah say katan? If according to this, even a gadol is allowed to be brought out, so why say katan in the Mishnah? The answer is, it's coming to teach you the strength of Beis Shammai at Eichon Ahoy Machmirin, to see the extent of how much they're machmir, that even though it's a katan, he's still not allowed to be brought into the Rosh Hashanah. We have a number of different situations regarding carrying gedolim out into Rishus Rabim. Shmuel, Mitten Ma'aris La'aris, they would carry Shmuel from one neighborhood to the other. However, Amar Zeir Kumi Rabbi Yosa, he says, Namar Tava Istinis, let's say that that's because he was an Istinis, he was very finicky, he was weak, he wasn't able to walk, and that's why they're allowed to carry him. So it is considered Tzairech, no different than a Katan. However, Amar Lei, he responded to Rabbi Zeir, Bari Hava Minu Minach, he was more healthy than me and you, so you can't say that he's like a Katan. Now, Tani Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosa, Aymer, he tells us, Ivanu Shishavna Alem Ben Arusenu, the stones that we used to sit on when we were young, Asu imanu mochamu ziknusenu, they made a war against us in our old age, which means these cold stones that we used to sit on caused us health issues that made us weak in our old age. And Rabbi Yoina mifkel chavraya, Rabbi Yoina instructed the chacham in the Beis Medrash, loy tisun l'chayin al mes tayvaisa b'riyasa de sidra de bar ula, don't sit on the stone benches that are outside the Beis Medrash of bar ula, the inun tzininin, because they're cold and they cause health issues. And Rav mifkel talmidoy, Rav instructed his talmidim, loy tisun l'chayin al tavla b'riyasa de sidra de asi, don't sit on the tablets, these are stone tablets or stone slabs that were outside the Beis Medrash of Asi, the Inan Sininan, because they're cold and they're going to cause you health issues. Now, Ravo, Havanachas Mischi Ba'adin Dimusin Tiveria, when Ravo went to go to the bathhouses of Tiveria, these were hot springs, Havamistamach Altrain Gusayon, he would lean on two youths that were supporting him, and what happened? Sharon, they would fall down because of his weight, Vizakfun, and he himself lifted them up, and Sharon, once again, they fell, Vizakfun, and he lifted them up. So Armalay, they asked him, Mao Hachin, what's going on over here? We're leaning on you, thinking that you need us for support, but it turns out you're so strong that when we fall down, you pick us up. Why are you leaning on us? So Amar Lei, he told them, Shimarti koichi l'ziknusai, I guarded my strength for my old age. In my youth, I didn't work hard, and therefore I retained all my strength. So when I'm older, I'm nice and strong. And Rav Chana loy nachas lebevada. Rav Chana didn't go to the Beis Medrash on Yom Tov, and that's because he wasn't able to walk there. So during the week, they would bring him there, but on Yom Tov, he didn't want to be carried out, so he didn't go. Now Rav Katina Shal, Rav Katina asked, loy kein tani, wasn't this taught metaltan says tenasin, that we could carry out in Istinis, somebody who's weak or sickly or they're not able to walk, so we are allowed to carry them out on Yom Tov? Why didn't they carry him out? Now, instead of answering this question, we just bring up another member from Rav Chana. Rav Chana hayri l'reish galusa latzis b'kise. Rav Huna paskin that the reish galusa should be carried out on a chair. And Rav Chizda Bai, Rav Chizda asked on this, like Tani, wasn't it taught ein yotzim b'kise echanashim, that no one's allowed to be carried out in a chair on Yom Tov, not men or women? And afilu talmud chacham ein yotzim b'davar hazeh, even a talmud chacham. And over here, actually, this means the talmud of a chacham, meaning even a person who's not a talmud chacham himself, he's just a student of a chacham, even he doesn't make a mistake with such a thing. Everybody knows that you're not allowed to carry somebody out into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And Rav Chana Tai, it seems to be that Rav Chana did make a mistake by saying that the Reish Galusa is allowed to be carried out on a chair. What's going on over here? Now, the Gemara Yud Aleph Amud on the top continues discussing, we're going to see a partial answer to this. Rav Yirmiya, Hari Li Bar Grunti Asya, Rav Yirmiya Paskin for Bar Grunti, who was a doctor, Mit Ano Besedina, that they should carry him around in a sheet. Now, this is not a heter for carrying Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because actually there was an Eruv. It's more because of Tircha. We know that we're not allowed to be involved in Tircha Yaseira on Yom Tov or Shabbos. Nonetheless, Rav Yirmiya said that this doctor should be carried around. Why is that? Because Meil Mavakra by Shabbashovsa, so that he could go visit his patients on Shabbos, and this is a heter of Rabim Tzrichim Loi, when a lot of people need him, so he's allowed to be carried out. And Miyasha Barbarid Rav Yishuv ben Levi, Miyasha the grandson of Rav Yishuv ben Levi, Mitan Vesedina, he was carried out in a sheet, Meil Midrash B'tzibur B'shovsa, in order to be brought out to Darshan for the Tzibur on Shabbos. And Amr Rav Zreikon, Rav Zeir, Rav Zreikon told When you go to the south, I want you to ask about this if it's permitted. Now, eventually, it was asked Reb Simon, and he told him, it's not ultimately that it has to be that the rabbim needs this person, and that's the only heter to carry him out. Even maybe if the rabbim is going to need him, it's just a shema, it's just a perhaps, still he's allowed to be carried out. And Dalma, we have a story about this. This is the Yerushalmi's way of saying Hahu Ovda, which is the term we find in Bavli. So Dalma, we have a story. Reb Lezer, Reb Abba Mari, Reb Matanya, Hari Lemitan Pita Larskinus Beshuvsa, he paskined that it's okay to bring bread to this Arskinus, which is like the Roman ruler, on Shabbos, Shami Tzuchulei Rabim, because maybe the Rabim's going to need him. You see that even though it's not 100% that Rabim Tzrichim Lai, maybe it's going to be necessary, still it's permitted to be done. Now we bring up another Machlekes B'Sham B'Sil, Tani V'Lois HaMavteach. It was taught in a Braisa that a Mavteach, a key, is not to be carried from the house, and that's even though he's afraid that his stuff is going to be stolen, it's still not permitted for him to take his key with him. However, B'Sil Matir and B'Sil allows this. Now from Rabbi Shai, Rabbi Yitzchak, he tells us, Hadadat Amar Mavteach Shal Eichlin, is only with a key for food, meaning the key to the storage house, the key to the kitchen cabinet, that's allowed to be taken with him on Yom Tov according to Beis Hillel, because that's Tzarech Eichel Nefesh, Av Mavtech Shel Kelim Loi Bedob. But this does not apply with a key to a regular cabinet that just has Kelim and whatnot in it, because it has nothing to do with food. As the Gemara of Ravo Yosef Umasni, Ravo was sitting and learning, Umavcho de Palmantrin Biyadei, and he had the key of his Palmantrin in his hand, and this is the cabinet that just had random knickknacks in it, so we see that even just a regular key is permitted, even though it has nothing to do with food. The Gemara answers, no, Pilpilin Havalei Begava, he had peppers inside, and peppers are obviously edible food, therefore he was allowed to take this key with him. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Ches. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.